In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But right now, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show, Logan Paulson, my buddy who I host Take Command with, a Commanders podcast. Hopefully you all have subscribed and rated and reviewed and done all those podcasty things with. Logan, appreciate you hopping on with me and Danny here. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Now that I'm talking to you guys, you fine gentlemen. So how are things going with you guys, all right?
We're great, dude.
Oh, we're handsome. Danny's wearing a suit. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, it's a big day. Logan, real quick. Thanksgiving, did you allow yourself to have a single unit of carbohydrates?
Everyone gets on this carbohydrate kick, man. Carbohydrates are good for you. I just regulate the amount of carbohydrate that I eat. Does that make sense?
By not eating them?
I'm not doing the Grant Paulson, you know, bathtub of mashed potatoes joint. You know what I mean? It's more yes. Like, hey, here's a nice portion, nice spoonful of mashed potatoes.
I advocated for him to do a football helmet full of mac and cheese and a bathtub full of mashed potatoes.
Yes.
He didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that's his problem.
Look at me. I'm in shape.
And make sure you have four dinner rolls. I said four dinner rolls. Logan, Jaden Daniels is back. He is going to be playing, starting against this Vikings defense. Your reaction to that?
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, this is the guy that's supposed to, you know, be the savior of the franchise, and I want to see him on the field sooner rather than later. And again, like, I trust the medical staff. I trust Dan Quinn. I trust the people involved with the decision-making process. So if he's ready to go, I want to see him on the field. I think I am a little bit concerned about how he's going to handle this Minnesota defense on Take Command. We talked about how much they pressure, how exotic they pressure. And that makes me a little bit concerned because I think there's going to be a lot of exposure here to, you know, unblocked rushers, all those types of things. But man, I can't wait to see Jaden Daniels back on the field with Terry McLaurin and this offensive line that seems to be finding its stride at the right time of the year.
What challenges does that defense bring? Brian Flores loves blitzing so much. He loves it as much as I love carbohydrates, Logie.
I mean, he actually might like it more, man. I mean, he is absolutely diabolical. I think, you know, we talked about it on the Take Command podcast. Like, he's blitzing over since their bye week at like a 58% rate, which is crazy. Like, there are teams where you watch them, you say, oh, man, this team is blitzing a lot. This team is seemingly blitzing almost every single play. They're blitzing on first down. They're blitzing on second down. They're blitzing on third down. And the stuff they're bringing on first down isn't like your normal conventional, hey, we're going to bring the Sam. We're going to bring the Will. We're going to bring the Mike. It's like, hey, here's a crossdog with a nickel pressure, and we're going to zone drop Van Ginkle out under a slant window. And you're like, where the heck did that come from? It's just novel patterns from a blitz perspective, novel coverage philosophy. They play a lot of like light man match. So what I mean by that is like they'll play a match coverage with six players as opposed to a traditional seven in the back end. And it presents a lot of unconventional looks, and the amount of pressure and kind of disruption they're able to create on early downs and on third down is really kind of they're one of one in terms of what they're able to do there.
So what's the counter if you're Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, knowing that's coming?
Well, I think all the prep for something like this has to come on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what I mean by that is, like, if we can identify tells, positions, different variables that kind of tip their hand, and we can get our protections targeted, we can get our runs targeted, you can gash them. I mean, that's the one negative thing about bringing all this pressure is you are unsound for a portion of the blitz, right? So while, you know, that three technique is looping to a five technique, if that combination on outside zone is really, really good, you can kind of build a wall there very quickly. And so anything you can find there to maximize the offensive line specifically, maximize the backs, anybody involved in the pass protection surface, I think is going to help you kind of take that next step with the offense this week.
Our guy Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. Logan, I just want to hear your voice on this as a knowledgeable football gentleman. The debate du jour kind of among smart football folks that I respect and like a lot is now the trend of everybody being under center all the time. Last year, two teams that weren't under center that much met in the Super Bowl. This year, it's under center or bust pretty much, right, where there's a huge correlation with that and the best offense is performing at the highest level. What are the trade-offs for being in shotgun as often as Washington is? There are some benefits. Yes, I'd love for you to give folks some light on that. What's good and what's bad about it?
So, yeah, I think a couple of the benefits are, like, you can get in more zone read looks, you know, where you got the back running away, you're reading the backside end, you could run GT bash from the gun where you're pulling the backside guard, backside tackle, you're reading the backside end for I, whoever that player is, you can run more zone read from the gun. Like, some of these kind of more quote-unquote, like, college innovations, high school innovations that are sweeping the NFL at the moment, they are better from the gun, right? So I think, like, that's really where the advantage comes from. And, again, like, being from the gun is kind of a nebulous term. I consider the gun when the quarterback's behind the center, 5 yards away, and the back's offset right to left. I think that there are some advantages and wrinkles you can get to from the pistol, you know, where the quarterback's at like 4.5 and the back's at 7, that help mitigate some of those kind of tendencies that you get from gun runs specifically. But I do think it gives you flexibility. It just depends on how you manage the flexibility and how you kind of and how you handle the limitations of the backfield set. I think if you look at the Miami Dolphins, that's a great example of a team that runs what I would consider like quote unquote under center play action stuff, but from the gun just because of how they manage backfield action. So I think you can get around a lot of the limitations of it, but I do think there are some benefits that are often overlooked in these kind of under-center gun conversations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Logan Paulson, who you can listen to on Take Command, 3 episodes a week, wherever you get your audio. All right, Logan, I'm curious about the health of this offense and what it's going to mean. I mean, this is going to be the first time this collection of players has been on the field together all season. Daniels is going to have Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane, kind of the guys from the first day of training camp if Terry was there. The only player really missing is Austin Ekeler in the backfield, and McNichols in that role has been terrific anyway. But you've got your backs, you've got your tight ends, you've got the offensive line that they want, which is really ascending. I mean, this was part of my argument that I thought all the talk about not bringing him back was so ridiculous for. Like, this is the group. I mean, isn't this going to be telling now against a good defense coming up?
I mean, I would assume so. I mean, like, all of the limitations we've talked about this year, they don't have the playmakers on the perimeter. The offensive line hasn't gelled yet. Those are really valid criticisms of where this team was at and really valid observations of what was going on. But like you said, now that's no longer an excuse. Let's see what this offense looks like. Can you kind of replicate all of the explosive dynamism that we saw last year throughout? You know, the efficiency running the football, the efficiency in pass protection, keeping the quarterback clean, letting him hit some of these throws down the field for these really explosive plays. You know, like they were third in the NFL last year in explosive plays over 50 yards. Like, can we get some of that, those teeth back? And I think, yes, the personnel would indicate yes. And so now, again, this is a tough challenge versus Minnesota, like we just talked about, all the nuance and variety that they bring from a pressure standpoint. But you want to be a playoff-caliber team. Like, this is supposed to be your playoff-caliber offense. Let's see how this sucker looks with one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL at the helm, and let's see if we can make some of these plays that we saw last year.
How do we keep Jaden Daniels as healthy as possible? It's football. I understand hits will be made. That the Dallas game is my kind of case to this, Logan, where he's in the pocket, something freaky happens, and he gets hurt. Quarterbacks get hurt, football players get hurt, et cetera. But process-wise, what can be done to try to ensure his health and safety?
Yeah, I think when you look at – I'm going to give Cliff a shout-out here because I think he's done a really good job since Marcus has taken over, specifically the last 2 weeks, of calling a game that is more – I'm going to say offensive line friendly and then therefore quarterback friendly and how it keeps him safe and keeps him protected. Like, we've been in a little bit more heavy personnel. We've been in tighter formations. We've been in looks in terms of running the football that, again, kind of married to some of our play action pass stuff. And I think, like, those things are really advantageous because anything you can do to make the offensive line more efficient, let them feel more comfortable, I think leads to an environment where the quarterback is going to be more comfortable and going to be safer, right? Because the defense can't just tee off. You know, one of the criticisms of being in the gun all the time is that it's a pretty big tell for the defense, right? There's been more variety formationally. There's been more variety in terms of the personnels on the field as well the last couple of weeks. I think that stuff is going to be really, really helpful because it's going to decrease the amount of pressure that Jaden Daniels sees. And so you look at the games where he's been disrupted or uncomfortable, you know, like the Green Bay game is a great example. The Dallas game is a great example. We don't get the best version of him. But when you look at the Bears game, when you look at the Chargers game, when you look at the Giants game from earlier in the season, you see a guy who's dynamic and explosive and efficient as a playmaker. And I think it comes down really to the protection. I think Cliff of the last couple of weeks has shown a propensity to improve in that area, and the offense has improved in that area.
Logan Paulson on G&D. Flip side, let's talk about the defense. Two games now with Dan Quinn calling plays. They've been way, way better. Some of that might be that you're facing quarterbacks that are missing some things, but they've also just played better football on that side of the ball pretty obviously too. And you get a quarterback that should miss a lot of things this weekend, hopefully, in J.J. McCarthy, who has been a mess for the Vikings. What do you see when you watch him, and what do you make of Quinn as a play caller so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tackle the first one there first. I think, you know, there are some things that JJ does that I think are good. I think he kind of generally understands, like, where the ball should go, generally understands the protection rules, generally understands, like, when he's hot or not. I think the thing that sticks out to me, like, as a glaring issue is that he's the throwing nuance that you see from a lot of the top-flight quarterbacks just isn't there, man. Like, he's throwing a rope, low trajectory laser beam pretty much for every throw. So it's like he's got the one golf club and he's going to hit the crap out of that golf club no matter what. And that's not always the right decision when he's playing in the football game. And I think it leads to drops. I think it leads to incompletions. I think it leads to kind of mistimed opportunities just in general. So I think you're seeing that in terms of his completion percentage. It's 54%. That's not very good, obviously. So I think that's what you're seeing. So when it comes to playing defense versus him, I think it's like understanding what Dan's done the last couple of weeks, zone, keep everything in front of you, and rely on the quarterback to make a mistake. I think that's going to come to the forefront here in a nice way because of his inefficiencies as a player. Now, what I've seen from Dan, I think Dan's done a really nice job of just maximizing the personnel that he's got. He understands the limitations of the group, of the pass rushers, of the coverage guys, and we've shifted our philosophy. And in this philosophy shift, it leaves you open to some of the underneath check down stuff and these long drives like we saw versus Denver. But he's also kind of relying on the fact that most quarterbacks can't do that. And so, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, Bo Nix, they struggled in that regard mightily. And so I think that's what you're seeing here is a guy that understands a coach and Dan Quinn understands the defensive limitations and just try to maximize the personnel the best way that he can.
Logan, I want to tap into your playing days. You played for good teams, you know, teams that came in second a lot and kind of everything in between. What's it like in a typical locker room right now if the season hasn't gone according to plan? Like, you know, you're way under 500. And it seems like this one might be a little bit different than that. I know the results haven't been there, but they seem pretty together to me. And that's based on brief little snippets on HBO or the occasional thing they release. But it seems like a good group still. What's it normally like, and what do you think this group is like?
I mean, this is going to be pretty dark this time of year. What are they, 3-9 at the moment? Like, that's a tough environment to be in. Like, I've been a part of the 3-13 season in 2013, and that thing was on fire. You know, like, everyone kind of knew people were going to get fired. It was a bad deal. Everyone's just trying to play to make sure that they got an opportunity next year. When I was at the Bears, I think they were 3-13 as well. That was a really tough thing. Maybe they were 2-14. I don't remember exactly, but those are tough locker rooms to be in. And so to see kind of the togetherness, the fellowship, the brotherhood, the continued work ethic that you seek. I mean, because, like, and everyone says, well, how do you know that, Logan? I just look at the last two games and look at how drastically different the defensive performance has been, how the offenses continue to improve. You don't see that in locker rooms that are really, really struggling. So I think this is a credit and a testament to Dan Quinn, the defense and offensive staffs, for being able to keep guys on track. I just hope that they're able to get rewarded here in the next couple of weeks with a couple of wins and kind of show that, hey, this process of brotherhood, family, togetherness that we've been preaching is the right way to go about it. And, again, because that would make everything a whole lot better coming out at the end of the season.
Logan, I'm a big fan of your work, big fan of the hit podcast that you're on, Take Command, as well. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, boys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.